Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 4.
Saison 4, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's a pleasure to see you again in Season 4 of Comme d'Archi Episode 10 with a brief presentation of the Architects Office RSA, Ronald Sirieu Architects, based in Paris. And above all, their philosophy and projects interested by the continuity of the history and, in the same time, by the establishment of structures to accommodate the transformations in society. Some have a decidedly dynamic and wise approach when wisdom becomes strength. Ronald Sirieu is of Italian nationality. Fascinated by Paris, he came to work there after his studies and has never left the capital. He has known and worked alongside some of the great figures of French architecture. Today, he works with his team. But let's let them have their say, with now a presentation of their practice in their own words. Let's begin with a presentation of their studio. Trained in Genoa and Milan, Ronald Sirieu created the RSA agency, Ronald Sirieu Architects, in 2012. It is active in the field of architecture and urban planning and bears witness to the challenges facing contemporary society. A sense of social responsibility, which leads to the use of biosourced materials, bioclimatic devices, and the economy of land and materials, the attention paid to the existing, the need to establish a new alliance with nature, the inclusion in a circular economy. The agency looks at sites and places with questions of legibility, use, and inscription in time. Ronald Sirieu and his team are sensitive to the breadth of the great landscapes and are always keen to install through views and porosities in an aesthetic that is both rigorous and warm. In urban planning, the agency's approach is based on the study of traces and history. Its projects regulate urban sprawl and road traffic. The developments reintroduce biodiversity into the heart of the city while participating in a reflection on mobility and energy-positive territories. In the public space, spatially, it is a question of creating an urban scenography by articulating the empty and the full through games of tension, while the furniture, the lines of plantations, and lampposts install intermediate scales. Recently, the agency inaugurated a footbridge designed in northern France. In architecture, the fields of intervention are numerous. New uses, such as co-living and co-working, business premises, office programs, cultural or educational facilities, housing. In this presentation, we will focus on the permanent and evolving ways of living in the city. Thus, we will focus on two projects currently under development that are very important for the agency. The Grand Centre project in Reims, a co-working and co-living space, which competition was won in 2019, and the La Fruitière project, Zach Lacassine in Chambéry, which plans to mix co-working, co-living and housing. The Reims project is located in the new Zac Cernam-Boulingrin, whose ambition is to create a new central place for the people of Reims. With the attractiveness of the two major leisure facilities built in this area near the station, the aim is to create an urban fabric. The buildings will house an innovative program, partly co-working and co-living, with a gym. The morphology of the buildings is designed to offer optimal lighting, diversified views of the city, and allow for planting in the open ground and on the terraces. The Zac Sernin-Boulingrin is located in the northern part of the historic center of Reims, outside the old medieval fortifications and bordering on the Faubourien fabric. This situation implies that the buildings should be designed as links between the city center and the Zac and its exceptional facilities, such as the aquatic center and the arena. This new district is intended to become an everyday place for the inhabitants. New programs will be built and the project will have the task of establishing its identity. As a result, our thinking has focused on three main objectives. To create an identity for Unit B2 by strengthening the links with the existing urban fabric and by creating urban breathing spaces. To increase the attractiveness and quality of the Zac through varied and innovative programs in open and multipurpose spaces. To act for the preservation of the planet by designing a sustainable construction capable of changing with the evolution of the economic and social needs of the district. There is much to say about this emerging architecture. Let us focus on its programmatic evolutivity and its structural principle. As it seems important to us to associate quality of life, sustainable construction, and taking into account economic and social evolutions, the structural principle of the program allows for an important evolution in time, well beyond a simple modification of the partitioning. The construction principle is based on a post-slab structure with a partitioning by light wall, allowing for the mutation of uses. The post-slab construction method can be semi-industrialized, which reduces the carbon footprint of the building, as well as optimizing the flexibility and mutability of the construction. The post ready 3 meters on the facade and 6 meters on the interior and supports flat slabs without beams for the offices, allowing unlimited modularity. Circulation and sanitary facilities are grouped in the central cores, leaving the floors free to be partitioned according to size, program, or current needs. If these leitmotifs of industrialization and repartitioning were already implemented during the 20th century, recall Marcel Lodz, today the systems have gained extraordinary flexibility, which makes them all the more relevant in an uncertain and consequently changing contemporary social context. Let's talk about the La Fruitière project, Zac Lacassine in Chambéry. In this site in mutation, located between the railways and an expressway, the Cassine project is presented as a base on which 3 volumes are established, separated by alleys and hollowed out by terraces. The building is clad in zinc at mid-height to evoke mountain architecture and the city's urban landscape. The operation mixes classic and innovative programs, housing and activities in an ecological and bioclimatic approach. The Zac is located in the immediate vicinity of the city center and the SNCF railway station, as well as a jewel of railway architecture, the SNCF Rotunda in Chambéry. This industrial site is undergoing change and is destined to become a dynamic district with a strong economic focus on the scale of the metropolis. The site borders the railway to the west and opens onto the Cour de la Cassine to the east. The project aims to create continuity between the future district and the city center based on 4 main points. A volumetry that is on the scale of the railway territory without constituting a built wall. An attractive program that integrates new ways of living and working. A constructive and energetic exemplarity. A contemporary reinterpretation of Chambéry's architectural heritage. Here, the construction method chosen allows for the scalability of interior spaces while maintaining the imperatives of quality of life and sustainable construction. The entire project is designed around the 135 cm grid and the post and beam structure makes it easy to modify the partitioning of the floors according to changes in the program. The project consists of two structural entities. From the basement car park to the third floor, the structure is in concrete. Above, on three levels, the framework of the facades and the frame are in wood. The insulation is made of hemp concrete. From a constructional point of view, the floors act as a diaphragm to resist shearing forces. These forces are taken up laterally and over the entire height by the concrete circulation cores. The ambitions are to contribute to the desilting of the ZAC, to the recovery of rainwater and the transfer of water to the nearby wetland, but also to the support of the biotope and biodiversity. Thus, rainwater will be collected, filtered and reused for all non-drinking water uses in the building and its surroundings, irrigation of gardens, cleaning of outdoor areas and surrounding roads. Heating and cooling will be provided by geothermal energy. Dear listeners, these two examples show that practices are capable of profound change along a continuum of building values. We look forward to seeing these architectures delivered and lived in. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archi in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.